Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Spiritually Speaking with Reverend Jen, and I am so excited that you've called in this evening or that you're listening in tonight because we have a fantastic show. As many of you know, I'm Reverend Jennifer Kotler. I am a spiritual direction and life purpose coach. My organization is called Spiritual Energy Engagement and Direction, and you can find us on the web at www.seedspiritualcoaching.com. That's seed, S-E-E-D, spiritualcoaching.com. And I'm really excited tonight because we're going to be having one of my favorite people on as my guest, and we're going to be talking about one of my favorite subjects. I love talking about gratitude. I think gratitude is an incredible spiritual practice that when we all engage, regardless of whether we're religious people or spiritual people, when we engage in the practice of gratitude and really being grateful for all that we have and all that we are and all that we do, that certainly brings us more centeredness, more peace, more light, more joy, more happiness in our lives. And I just think that that is an incredible thing to be able to do. So I'm excited tonight to have my dear friend and colleague, Russ Cherry, who's a life coach who does exactly what I'm talking about, is he works with people to bring more joy and happiness into their lives and to give them more direction and ability to really accomplish things in their life that they want to accomplish. And I'm so excited to have Russ on with me tonight. If you would like to join our conversation, we would love to have you. Our guest call-in number is area code 646-716-9397. That's 646-716-9397. And as I said, my guest tonight is Russ Cherry, who is the executive producer not only of the Life Coach Radio Network that you are listening to right now, but also the International Life Coach Radio, as well as the Life Coach Chat Network, and a brand new Life Coach TV station that has gone live on YouTube, which is a really exciting addition. Russ, as the person who is the brainchild behind all of this life coach media, is there something about you that you want all of our listeners out there to know?
What a great question, Jen. Thank you. And thank you for the great intro. I think I just love working with people, and I love this idea of gratitude. So I'm so excited to be talking about it tonight for a full hour. I think hopefully people's main two takeaways as a result of this will be to be more grateful and to really stop and think every day about the specific things that they can be grateful for, whether it's something major and insightful or something relatively minor. But since I've been on this journey, and we'll talk more about the book as we get into it tonight, but just stopping and taking a moment every day to remind myself of what I'm grateful for and to think about it and to come up with so many different things has really been an amazing life-changing experience. And I just want the world to feel what I feel being in the midst of this. So
wow,
that's one thing.
Yeah, that's great. So do you have something else that you wanted folks to take away?
Just that outside of that, I love coaching people. So if people are inspired by hearing me talk about gratitude for the next hour and they want to work with me as their life coach in the areas that I primarily focus on, which is women who finally want to put themselves first, which is just a huge area, and also career transition and millennial men, guys in their 20s, early 30s, I would love to work with people. So we won't really talk about that much tonight. We're going to focus on gratitude, but if people have that as a takeaway, that'd be awesome too.
Yeah, no, that's great. And where, if folks want to find out more about your coaching business, where would they go, Russ?
Yeah, they can go to my website, RussTerryLifeCoach.com, R-U-S-S-T as in Thomas, E-R-R-Y, LifeCoach.com, or email me, Russ@RussTerryLifeCoach.com. And I have links to all my other social media that if they email me, then when I email them back, they'll see all the links to my Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all that stuff.
Yeah, well, that's great. I want to just remind our callers, if you've called in tonight and you want to be placed in the queue so that I know that you have a question for Russ or you want to make a comment about gratitude and this practice as a spiritual practice, make sure that you press the number one. That way I will know that you have a question and or that you would like to be joined to the conversation. So I'm grateful. I am grateful, Russ, first of all, to have me to have you joining me this evening to talk about this spiritual practice that I am so incredibly passionate about. But I'm curious to know how this really evolved for you, how you became really passionate about this topic.
It's crazy. It almost happened overnight. So I used to have my own show last year and early this year, and I would have one author on a month, and I met an author back in October of 2012. Her name's Jacqueline Wales. She wrote this book called The Fearless Factor, and I just really loved what she had to say at the meeting that she presented at. So I introduced myself to her, said, you know, I have a radio show. I'd love to have you on. She agreed. She sent me a copy of her book, The Fearless Factor, which is aimed mostly at women, middle-aged and older, but not exclusively. I'm obviously not in that category. And her book is just amazing. And I've bought it as gifts for other people. The Fearless Factor is just great. And one of her many incredible tips in it is to keep a gratitude journal, you know, on your nightstand or whatever, to list the three things that you're most grateful for that day. And I thought, wow, that's a really great idea. I've never kept a journal. I've never kept a gratitude journal. But I wanted to take it a step further. So her suggesting that inspired me to want to write a book. So I am keeping a gratitude journal for one full year. My book's going to be called My Gratitude Journal, 365 Days of the People and Things I'm Grateful For and the Lessons You Can Learn from Them, which I think that's just as important, not just being grateful, but having a lesson in the gratitude. And it's been great. I mean, I've had some really deep ones that are amazing. I have simple ones and everything in between. And every day, all 365 days, I'm constantly on the lookout for what to be grateful for because I want to have 365 unique things. And I thought, oh my God, wow. Am I going to be able to come up with 365 different things that I'm grateful for? But I'm now 9.5 months, almost 10 months into it. And I have not yet run out of things. Each day when I go in to put in my entry, I do control F just to make sure I haven't entered that thing before and forgotten about it. But so far, so good. And I'm excited to make it these last 2 months and 10 days with 2 months and 10 days worth of additional things to be grateful for.
Wow, that's just amazing. I love the idea of keeping a gratitude journal and really being conscious of the ways that and all of the things and people and places and experiences that we're grateful for. Has this changed your life in any way?
It definitely has. I think being more grateful really is just a way for us to make sure that we are accentuating all the many, many positives in our individual lives, in the world around us, and not focusing on the negatives in a particular day or that are happening to us over a specific period of time. So some things I'm grateful for, sometimes it's as simple as water. And other times it's something more complex, like collaboration with a smart colleague, and everything in between. So just taking the step each day to figure out something different that I'm grateful for has absolutely changed my life, and I really feel like it can change a lot of people's lives if they were to do something similar, which I'll talk a little more about that a little later.
That's fantastic. I love hearing the ways. I can only imagine the ways in which that can really change someone's life and someone's perspective. We do have a caller. I want to remind everybody about our guest call-in number. If you'd like to call in and join our conversation, our call-in number is 646-716-9397. Again, that's 646-716-9397. I just want to remind you, too, to press the number 1 button so that I know that you want to join the conversation. That'll put you in the queue. Otherwise, I'm just going to assume that you're calling in so that you can listen. You're not near your computer. And so I'm going to go to our first caller that's in the queue. I can give him a minute or her a minute to come on. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi. What would you like to ask Russ, or do you have a comment for us?
Hi, Jennifer. Hi, Russ. This is Anika. I'm calling from East Waterford. I know Russ very well and definitely grateful for having him in my life. I just wanted to know, on those days where you have those challenging days, those bad days, you know, what have you done? How have you overcome, you know, those days to still go in your journal and write what you're grateful for? I'm sure, you know, that's a great thing to do, to have that journal, so something you can kind of look back and reflect on those challenging days. But when you've had that over the last 10 months or so, how have you, you know, overcome those days and tackle those days that, you know, may make it a little difficult to look on the positive side? You know, like what's brought you back to looking at the positive side of things?
Oh, my
gosh.
What
a great question.
Yeah, Anika, thank you so much for calling in and for the awesome support of me and all of my stuff over the years. You're amazing. And congratulations. I'm sure you're grateful that you have a new little bouncing baby girl in your life and your family's life. And I can't wait to meet her. So for me, I feel very, very blessed. I lead an amazing, incredible life, and there's so much positive in it, probably more positive than the average person. But that said, there are certain things that are stressful or less than positive. But believe it or not, by focusing on the good, i.e. this gratitude journal, it really helps. It forces me every single day to come up with something good, and the time that I spend thinking of what can be good is time not spent thinking about the bad. So, for instance, I have an entry for Saturday and an entry for yesterday, but I don't have an entry for today. So I've spent much of the day today, you know, in off moments trying to think, okay, what's happened today that I can be grateful for? And even just talking about it now, I have an idea that maybe was in my subconscious but hadn't yet made it to the conscious. So I'm actually going to make a note of it now so that I don't forget it, because that happens sometimes. I get ideas for entries and then forget about them. But you would be surprised that when you focus on positive activities in your life and just try not to think at all about the negative, then it just becomes a habit. And the more you do it, the more it becomes like second nature, and even if something bad comes up, you've trained yourself to deal with it for the appropriate period of time, but to focus your energy primarily on all the great stuff in our lives and in the world.
Wow, that's great.
That is, I'm going to start this journal now. Thank you. I got this from this only a few minutes in the call, and I've already got that. I'm going to start that journal because that is so great, and you're so right. So thank you. Thank you, Wes.
Thanks, Anika.
Thank
that
you
gives me
so
chills.
Much for calling. Yeah, it's been great to talk to you. What a fantastic question.
And that's actually my idea for my next book, is to inspire people, just like Anika just got inspired, to want to undergo this project themselves and to spend a year documenting what they're grateful for. And then my next book would be an anthology of all different people from all over the country and the world who have undergone this gratitude project of documenting their gratitude for a year and how it changed their life. And we wouldn't have all 365 from everyone, but just a chapter from everyone and how they felt when they got started and how they feel and how they live their life after the year is over.
Wow, that's a great idea, and that's a book that I certainly want to read. I actually, I'm inspired like Anika, and I'm ready to start my gratitude journal tonight as well. Have you used this with your clients, Russ? And if so, what have you seen as some of the effects of that?
Well, believe it or not, I don't specifically use it with my clients, but I think there are certainly elements of being grateful that I weave into my sessions. So often people focus on the negative, i.e. what they haven't yet gotten, what they can't do. And I'll ask them questions such as, what are you confident in? In other words, what's a positive about your life that you can focus on?
Right.
So I don't come right out and say it, but I encourage them in a way that is directly in the area of what we're talking about.
Well, I have to tell our audience that you are one of the most positive people I know. So it has to have, I'm sure it has had some effect on you. I mean, have you noticed a difference in yourself and just the way you are in the world as a result of this project?
I'm certainly one heck of a lot more aware of all the great things that life has to offer. For instance, last week I had a particularly stressful commute back home, and I was just grateful for pulling in my driveway, which is something that, for those of us that have cars, we do every single day and don't even think twice about it. But now, since that entry last week, I think every time I pull in my driveway, I'm so grateful to pull in my driveway. And there are just so many examples like that of the 280-some entries I have so far of just the simple, awesome things in life that when we stop and we're grateful for them, they totally overshadow whatever minor negatives are going on in our life.
Right. Yeah. No, I know that my husband and I, we all get frustrated at times about usually the frustrations that we have are stupid little things. They're not like major issues. They're, as we like to call them, they're first world problems. They're, I can't imagine, oh my God, it's so terrible. I have this tragedy, and it's a minor annoyance. And I think so often we do get so focused on those frustrations and the things that we haven't accomplished in our lives that we want to accomplish or that we feel like we shoulda, coulda, woulda, didn't to this point, and just get caught up in all of that negativity. And it doesn't help us. It doesn't serve us. to move and forward ourselves into more of the life that we want and the life that I believe that God or whatever, understanding of God you might bring to this has for us. And I really and truly believe that, God wants all of us to flourish and to just be all whom we have been created to be. So I want to invite more people to join us on the phone. If they'd like to, please call in. Anika, thank you so much. It was really wonderful to have you as a caller tonight. Our guest call-in number is 646-716-9397. That's 646-716-9397. For those of you who may have tuned in late and you're not sure what you might be listening to, you're listening to Spiritually Speaking with Reverend Jen. I'm Reverend Jennifer Hope Kotler, and my guest tonight is Russ Carey. He's a life coach and a speaker and an executive producer of the Life Coach Radio Network, the International Life Coach Radio Show, and the Life Coach Television Network, which is brand new and which we're really excited about. Are there any things that you want to say about the work that you're doing, Russ, with the media that sort of brings life coaching and, out to more folks, the work and what inspired you to do that?
Yeah, I come from a media background. I was a TV anchor and reporter for 5.5 years, from 2000 to late 2005, and have had multiple careers. But when I became a life coach 1.5 years ago, my coach actually made the awesome suggestion. She said, what do you think about combining your TV experience, media experience, with your current passion for life coaching? And I was like, oh my God, that's a great idea. So I came up with the idea to have a YouTube channel, and I just shot webisodes on a cheap camera in my apartment. And ended up, I think I've had 4,500, 5,000 views on the 20-some videos that I've put together, and I've gotten clients as a result of it. And then I had my own radio show and started that just about 1 year ago this week, and did that for a while, and then decided to do things on a bigger scale, and I really respect Oprah Winfrey and everything she's done. She's definitely one of my idols, and I aspire to be like her. And she's built a huge following where it's not just her, but she pulls others who are like-minded along with her. So whether it's Nate Berkus or Rachel Ray or Dr. Phil or Brené Brown recently, who everybody is so excited about and in love with, and I'm one of them. I think she's fantastic.
Oh, my goodness. I am
right?
So grateful for Brené Brown, and I am on the third of her books. I just can't get enough. Yeah.
And it's crazy. Like, none of us, at least me, I never heard of her 6 months ago. And
no, me either. Actually,
yeah,
it was one of my coaching clients that told me about her.
Yeah,
it's
amazing.
I love it when that happens. Yeah.
Yeah, and now she's been on Super Soul Sunday multiple times. She's going to be on Life Class this coming Sunday. Everybody loves her. She has so much great wisdom to share, and she's so likable and down to earth. And Oprah has done stuff like this for years, just introduce the world to people that can help you live a better, more spiritually aware life. And I'm trying to do the exact same thing on a smaller scale for now, but obviously at some point it would be great to just continue to increase and enhance the brand that I'm building so that more people can be exposed to it, so that more people can live an incredible life.
Amen. That is just, it's just such a wonderful concept. And I'm so thankful and grateful to be a part of this network and to have had the opportunity to do, a number of shows now, and I'm on twice a month, and it's such a joy. It really is. my Mondays when I have spiritually speaking are just days that I so look forward to. And I find that I get to do the same thing that you're talking about, Russ, is to introduce other people that I may know that, you know, to the world of life coaching. So 3 weeks ago, I had my colleague Tommy Brown, who is a life coach and works with college-age students and folks who are post-college to help them engage in their lives and figure out, you know, who they're calling to, who they're being called to be in the world. And 2 weeks from tonight, on our next Spiritually Speaking with Reverend Jen, I'm going to have a good friend, Dr. Bruce Epperly, who is an incredible theologian, a wonderful writer and pastor, and he's up in Cape Cod, and he's just recently written a book about grandparenting and what he's learned spiritually in his own journey from his grandson. And so I'm really excited to be having Bruce on in a couple of weeks. A couple of weeks after that, I'm going to have an activist friend of mine who's coming on to talk about really the spirituality of advocacy and activism and how, you know, you can engage spiritually in order to change the world. So it's been, so I'm glad that I get to be one of the people that benefits from the Life Coach Radio Network. And I'm excited to be able to bring other folks along. So I just want to invite anybody who would love to join our conversation at this point. Our guest call-in number is 646-716-9397. That's 646-716-9397. And we are approaching the halfway point in our show. We'll be on until 9 o'clock. And I just wanted to mention some of the other shows that are going to be coming up. We're going to have a fascinating show tonight. Right after this show, it's going to be at 9 p.m. on the International Life Coach Radio Network. And that show is Frank Talk with David Frank Gomes. David Frank Gomes and I usually alternate on Monday night. So usually he's on one Monday night and I'm on the next. But tonight we're both on the same. And so Frank's moved to the International Life Coach Network. And he is going to have on, and I think this is absolutely fascinating, a woman who coaches both people and horses. So I think that would be a show you may not want to miss. I also want to let you know that tomorrow at 8, on this station, on the Life Coach Radio Network, we're going to have Danielle Mercurio, whose show is going to be called Upbeat, and it's the power of music and positivity. And Danielle is an amazing life coach, and she works at her business is called New You City. She's from Manhattan, and that will prove to be a great show. And then on Thursday at noon, we're going to have Walk Your Talk with Leanne Parsons, and her topic on the Walk Your Talk Coach show is going to be about the many faces of adoption. And so I know that that is just going to be an incredible, incredible show. So, Russ, I want to ask you what other, public appearances and work you're going to be doing so that folks who are listening in or listening to this on our archive listens might be able to check in with you and listen to you somewhere else.
Yeah, so it's funny. I have had 4 appearances in the last week, but I do still have more appearances coming up. Most Wednesdays I release a YouTube video on the Life Coach TV network, so you can find us on YouTube, youtube.com/Life Coach TV Network. You can subscribe to make sure you don't miss any of the videos. I just have quick 2 to 4 minute webisodes on various topics. This week it's my top 5 favorite quotes. My top 5 favorite quotes to live by, etc. And one of them is from the author who inspired me to write my gratitude journal book, Jacqueline Wales. She says, instead of being your own worst enemy, how about being your own best friend? Which I think is fantastic. So wise and beautiful. Yeah. And
because we are. So often we're our own worst enemy.
Yeah.
And
it's like
we're critical. I like to tell my my coaching clients that, you know, if I treated them like they treat them, they'd fire me. You know, because we're hard on ourselves.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's one thing to hold someone accountable, which we do in coaching, but we also hold people in their best light, in their best selves, that we expect only their best. And yet I don't know that very often people do that for themselves. So what a wonderful, wonderful quote. Now that's going to be on this Wednesday.
Yeah, this Wednesday at noon Eastern on YouTube. So certainly that's when we post it, and people can go on at a later point in time if they aren't there right at noon. But most Wednesdays I'm on, I have this segment called Weekly Webisode Wednesday. Most Wednesdays at noon, as long as I have enough videos and enough content to share. And other than that, I actually do group life coaching. So it's every other Thursday at 7. People can join whenever they want to. We have one this coming Thursday, which is October 3rd, and then another one on October 17th, and Halloween, October 31st, et cetera. But it's through this new technology called iMeet.com, iMeet.com. So we can all see each other, which is really, really cool. And I can also share content on my screen. So it's similar to Google Hangout, but a little bit more user-friendly than Google Hangout. And it's really great. So I'm excited to be offering group life coaching online for the first time. It's funny, I watched the TV show Web Therapy, which I don't know if you've seen it. It's on Showtime with Lisa Kudrow, and it's totally hilarious.
Anything with Lisa Kudrow would be hysterical.
Right, exactly. And she's so funny, and it's totally tongue-in-cheek. She's like the worst therapist ever. She's so self-absorbed. I know, only trying to make money off these people, and, you know, it's just hilarious. But
so
I chuckled myself.
That's not your group life coaching.
No, it is totally the opposite of that. But it's a similar concept. And every time I watch her show, I chuckle. And then in terms of other stuff I do workshops and keynote speaking. I just had my first keynote speaking engagement two Saturdays ago. So that was amazing. I talked about leadership. I just did a workshop today on LinkedIn. So if anybody hearing this is curious about LinkedIn, it's one of my main niches as a coach is career transition. And the best way to change careers is through networking, and the best online networking tool is LinkedIn. So today I had a 90-minute workshop at Citi here in New York City, Citibank, one of the corporate offices there. And
wow, that's
it was
great.
Yeah, and I offer those workshops both in person and online. So people can go to my website or email me, russ@russterrylifecoach.com, if they want to have me present a workshop to them, or individual life coaching or group life coaching.
That's great. Yeah, I also do group work, and I love that. And doing workshops, retreats, and things, it's such great opportunity to introduce people to coaching, to introduce people to deepening their spiritual journey, their spiritual walk, by doing workshops and retreats. So I'm so glad that I'm grateful again that you brought that up and brought that to our attention. One thing that I'm really curious about, Russ, in as far as your book, what has what has surprised you most about this journey that you've been on?
That's such an excellent question. I think probably that so far I've been able to come up with 280 some unique things to be grateful for, and that
that's a feat. That is no small feat. Absolutely. Yeah,
it's not. And I'm on pace for maybe about 175 to 200 lessons learned. So every day there isn't a lesson. Sometimes mm-hmm. it's just I'm grateful for something nice that happened, you know. But mm-hmm. there are an awful lot of lessons that I've learned by being grateful, or that I maybe already knew but just want to share with people. So I really want this book to be a takeaway for people that they really have the tools to make changes in their own life. So at least in the hard copy version of the book, after each week, there's a section where I ask, what did you learn from this week's entries, and what changes can you make to live your best life?
Wow, that's great. That's a great idea. Because, you know, even if we're writing our gratitude journal, boy, I think, you know, how have you experienced going back? Have you started to go back and reread some of your entries and reread some of your lessons, your takeaways?
Yeah, and, you know, certainly I do it when I hit Control F, you know, to find a word to make sure I haven't mentioned something before, because as you can imagine, now that I'm 9.5 plus months in, there's a lot to remember.
Sure, yeah.
I'll look back on stuff and, you know, either remember, yes, I did mention that before, so then it'll force me to come up with something else new. The other thing, just talking to you tonight about the various things, both the idea for the next book, i.e. you and Anika and others who undergo this gratitude project for 1 year and then write a chapter in an anthology of all people who've undergone the same thing, both that and the idea that I just talked about, what did you learn from this week's entries and what changes can you make to live your best life, they were both ideas from other people that as I've been out and about over the last 9.5 months talking about my book, people say, oh, have you thought about blank? Or, oh, you should blank? Or what do you think about this? And it's been amazing. So just being on this journey and undergoing this process of being grateful for something every day, writing the book, I have had all these amazing ideas come into my life. Those are just two. And mm-hmm. it's like, wow, the quality of my life and the quality of the product I'm producing and the next product that I'm going to produce are all amazing, all because I was inspired by something somebody wrote in a book. And
yeah.
I'm grateful for the guest who I had on the month before Jacqueline Wales, who in his book, he said he encouraged people to read more. So had he not said that, maybe I wouldn't have been encouraged to have an author on every month on my show and have had Jacqueline on the next month. So it's just amazing. So many incredible things are interconnected and have happened just from being on this journey. And I'm confident that if others undergo this gratitude project, and you can tweet us hashtag gratitude project, that they'll have a similar amazing metamorphosis to their life.
Yeah, it's amazing how things can change when you really change your perspective. You know, you change the way that you frame things and you change your perceptions, because one of the things that, you know, very often in our lives we can't change, you know, there's a lot of things we can't change. We can't change how people are to us, but we can change how we respond to them. We can change how we perceive and frame them in and their interaction with us. You know, I know that it's amazing what can happen when you take a moment to step back from, you know, maybe a high level or an angry situation. You know, it's really tense. And you can step back from that and say, you know what, I don't know what's going on with this other person. And this is kind of one of the things that I do mentally. I don't know what's going on with this other person, but obviously they're having a really bad day. And so that often enables me, Russ, to just, you know, step back, to separate myself enough from the situation to realize that it's really whatever's going on here isn't about me. And I don't have to, and I get to choose then how I respond. And I can choose not to take that personally. But that's, you know, that's one of the beautiful things that I've gained from, you know, coaching and our coach training program and just learning, you know, just really the tools of the trade. How can you live a better, more satisfying, more joyful life? I just want to remind everybody. Yeah, I'm sorry, Russ. I'm just going to remind everybody of the call-in number. We've got a little over 15 minutes left, and we'd love to talk to you. The guest call-in number is 646-716-9397. That's 646-716-9397. This is Spiritually Speaking with Reverend Jen, and I'm joined by Russ Perry, who's our life coach. So what were you going to say when I so rudely interrupted you?
Oh, no, it's okay. So our friend and fellow life coach, Tim Billiter, who's my coach, he has this great quote, what other people think of me is none of my business. And what he means by that, is that, you know, so often we worry so much about what other people think of us and, you know, what society thinks of us and, you know, if somebody's mad at us or what we did to somebody. And all that stuff is human nature. It's natural to think that, but it's not necessarily a positive activity. And people could seem mad at us, but maybe they just have something going on in their life that they're not, as you said earlier, in a very good place right now. And that has nothing to do with us. So rather than spending that energy worrying about what other people think, to just push it out of our mind and consciousness and focus on all the great positive things in our life and not worry about something that we don't even know actually what is going on in their head in a lot of cases.
Mm-hmm. And we do get caught up. You know, we get caught up in what other people think about us because, you know, we're people pleasers. We want, you know, we want people to like us. But, you know, and you never know.
Jen, can you hear me? All right, I'm not sure if we lost Jen. I do not hear anything. So if we did lose Jen, then I'll just keep talking until she rejoins us. This is Russ Terry, and you're listening to Spiritually Speaking with Reverend Jen. And I am her awesome guest tonight, and I'm talking about my book called My Gratitude Journal, 365 Days of the People and Things That I Am Grateful For and the Lessons That You Can Learn From Them. And it's been an amazing experience for me being on this journey of documenting the things that I am grateful for. So one of the things that I was going to do tonight is read a couple excerpts out of the book. Jen, is that you?
It is me, and I am so grateful for you, and I'm going to be positive about that and not my technology failure. So, but I'm so grateful that you were on the show and that you could just pick up where I left off. So I would love to hear some excerpts from the book. Please, go ahead.
Thank you. And isn't it great that everything happens as it's meant to happen, you know?
I'll tell you. Yeah. Yep. Lessons learned.
And we've all been there as radio show hosts when something didn't happen as it should. And, you know, there's some technological goof or whatever, if you will. I know I've definitely done it. And it's not necessarily a wonderful thing to happen. But as you said, the fact that it happened tonight while I was here and I took a couple seconds and then just picked up the slack. So. But anyway, so here are a few things. I just randomly picked late May, early June for lack of a better time, different points in the book. So there was one time, May 30th, I said, "You won't believe this, but my lost softball glove has been found. Who would think that something lost in New York City's Central Park would make its way back to its owner? Yay. Today was our next game after the game where I left it. I was looking around for it a week later as if to find it. And my smart teammate Rob said, hey, why don't you ask them, meaning the other team that had just finished playing their game. Here, they played after us last week, and the captain noticed my glove after we left and took it with him. We exchanged information and made a plan for me to go to his office to get it. And it just goes to show, I didn't think it would be there. Rob was the one who suggested, and again, it's being open to others' ideas. Hey, why don't you ask them for it? And them happened to have it. So the lesson here, and there could be many lessons, but lesson number 97 this happens to be, if you can help someone out who lost something, please do it. They'll be very appreciative. So whether it's you find somebody's coat on a plane or at an event or, in this case, a softball glove in Central Park. Helping the person out somehow is a pretty cool thing.
Isn't it amazing, Russ?
It is.
How people respond when you're able to do something like that?
Yeah. It really is. Yeah, and it's like it's almost like I have the Midas touch sometimes, especially this year. I feel like so much good has happened to me, and I gotta believe part of it is because of this gratitude journal project.
That's great.
Yeah. So the next one, May 31st. Last night I got the Myers-Briggs personality test done. I swear there's an app for everything. It's always cool doing things such as this, and there is. The guy who did it for me, it was on an app. But I still remember a similar exercise called What Color Are You? Or something like that I did 5 years ago. It indicated to me that my work style was a certain way. It also helped me realize that two colleagues who I was collaborating with on a project were a different color. And learning how best to interact with them based on their personality helped us turn the project from a not-so-great project into much better. And for me, taking the Myers-Briggs personality test reminded me of this prior test that I took years before that I'm still grateful for and still resonates with me every day. And it leads to lesson 98. Instead of treating others like you would like to be treated, which is the golden rule, instead, using the platinum rule, treat them how they want to be treated, because there's often a difference.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so amazing. Yes.
Yeah, and it's just amazing being grateful for something every day. So while that didn't necessarily happen on May 31st this year. The thing I did, the Myers-Briggs personality test, reminded me of this "What Color Are You?" test, and that since I took that test and realized that my way of interacting with those two colleagues was not working, my self-awareness was at a much more heightened level. And since then, not only have I treated people as they wanted to be treated, and that means getting to know them and understand what motivates them and what how they want to be treated and not how I would want to be treated, I feel like I'm living a better life and the people around me are living a better life. And this is something that I mentioned in the keynote speech last weekend about leadership, that to treat others as they want to be treated. So hopefully I've had a positive impact on the 200 people in the audience and the people that they're interacting with and leading at this leadership retreat. So
absolutely.
Yeah. It's the book is a mix of mostly things that happened this year, but sometimes a memory of something that happened in the past that was triggered by something that happened on a particular day. And it's part self-help, part autobiography, part inspiration, and part fun to read.
Wow, that's great. I'm sure it's going to be great. I'm really looking forward to reading it. I'm going to give folks a last opportunity to call in. We're kind of coming down to the wire. We'll be leaving the air in a little over 8.5 minutes. So if you'd like to call in, please do so now. Our call-in number is 646-716-9397. That's 646-716-9397. As you said, Russ, you know, you never know what's going to trigger. You know, you do the best that you can. And as I said, I had a phone glitch tonight that the phone gods were not smiling. However, you know, I was incredibly grateful that you were on and able to just continue the show while I got a signal and called back in. So that was that's a real blessing, and I am very, very grateful. Was there anything else that you might want to share from the book?
Yeah, well, so I can read the next entry too, and also I just want to tell people that there are probably about 800,000 books published each year in the United States, and the overwhelming majority of them sell less than 250 copies. So you know me, I am a go-getter. I want to be part
of...
We're already
talking about this on Amazon, right?
That's right, and I really want to be part of the group that sells more than 250 copies, and this reaches a lot of people. So I've been reaching out to people, and I have it as the tagline in my email. I'm writing a book. It's due out in early 2014. Let me know if you want to buy a copy. And so far I'm up to 81 copies pre-sold, which I'm excited about. The people haven't bought them yet, but they've committed to buy it once it's published, hopefully by mid-January. So if people hearing this tonight would love to get a copy, then just send me an email, russ@russterrylifecoach.com, russ@russterrylifecoach.com, and I would be ecstatic to add you to my list. My goal is to get to 100 soon, and then more than 100, and obviously, hopefully sometime next year after it's out to sell 251 or more. And who knows, at some point it could be on the Amazon or, God willing, the New York Times bestseller list. That would be pretty darn cool.
Awesome.
My next entry, June 1st, I kept meaning to write about this earlier in the year and never did, so I'm writing about it today. I'm so grateful for my sense of humor. My bosses at the record label that I do some work at so often laugh at the funny things I say. They even plead with me sometimes, please, Russ, stop. I'm so tired from laughing so much. But in all seriousness, it's really great being around people who appreciate me, whether it's for my humor, my work ethic, my people skills, or all of the above. So lesson 99, surround yourself with people who value and appreciate you. And lesson 100, laugh as much as you can. it feels good and is healthy.
Absolutely. What a great lesson. I'm one of those people who loves to laugh. And this past weekend, we had my college homecoming. And I wasn't able to go this year, which was really sad for me. One of my friends from college, and she wasn't able to go either, but we were both there last year because it was an anniversary, which I won't mention which one, but we had a special anniversary of graduating from college, and we were just walking around a couple of hours after we got there. We're like, oh my God, my face hurts. I'm laughing so hard that my face hurts. Like, I can't, you know, I can't smile anymore. I can't laugh anymore. And then we'd laugh more, and then we'd smile more. And there's just something about having that level of joy in your life that is definitely something to be grateful for, and to have people in your life that appreciate you and laugh with you and make you smile and make you laugh. And that's just that's a wonderful, wonderful lifeline.
I think so. And I have hundreds of others, and I feel very blessed and fortunate that I live a life that gives me enough content to talk about in this book, but gives me, more importantly, a ton of things to be grateful for. And I have so incredibly much to be grateful for, and I really think that the world does too, and they may not be as lucky or as fortunate as me, but they still have an awful lot to be grateful for. Jen, any final thoughts from you? All right, well, we may have lost Jen again, so I will read one more excerpt and then we'll close out the show. So this is from June 2nd. Last night I was at my friend Brian Barrett's cookout and met his friend and mentor, Jimmy. More than a year and a half ago, I saw an annual performance they put on. It was kind of like a local version of Cirque du Soleil meets fashion show meets dancing. Anyway, I had a really great time that night, apparently so much so that as soon as I arrived at the barbecue on June 2nd, the day of this entry, this guy Jimmy came up to me and said, "Oh my God, you're Brian's friend Russ. We loved your enthusiasm when we saw the video of you in our 2011 show. You were right there in front of the stage, and it was great seeing you enjoy our performances so much. Thank you." And he was so effusive, and I was just stunned. I had no idea that being in the audience can make the performers and the organizers of an event happy. I guess, again, it was something that I never really thought about. But then when he expressed his gratitude, which I was grateful for, he was so effusive and being so grateful for me for showing how much I enjoyed the product that he was putting on. So lesson number 101, if you're loving a play, musical, concert, or any other artistic endeavor, don't be afraid to show off your fun with unbridled enthusiasm.
Wow. What a great story. A great story. And I am once again just so grateful for you, Russ, for you being
All right, well, Jen might be having some technical difficulties, so we only have about a minute and a half left. If you're listening and want to keep listening to more great content, go to our sister network, International Life Coach Radio. So it's blogtalkradio.com/International Life Coach Radio. That's blogtalkradio.com/International Life Coach Radio. And on there you can listen to David Frank Gomes and his show, Frank Talk. Tonight he has a woman on who coaches horses, and she also coaches people. So that is some exciting stuff. And then here on Life Coach Radio Network, Tuesday night, October 1st at 8 p.m., Danielle Mercurio is on. She went to an amazing music festival down south this weekend, and her show tomorrow night is Upbeat, Power of Music and Positivity. Music is powerful, she says, and it can mean so many things to each of us. It's a boost to your mood on a rainy day, a way to profess your love for another person, motivating tune to enhance your workout, and a lot more. So she's going to talk about that Tuesday night, October 1st at 8 o'clock. Jen, are you there?
Wonderful. I am. I'm here to hopefully just say good night to everyone, to thank you once again for being on the show and for just really appreciating this time together. If anyone is listening and you'd like to learn more about the work that Russ is doing, I know we've given his website. I also would like to remind you of my website. That's www.seedspiritualcoaching.com. And please come and join me. Check out all of our Blog Talk Radio archives that are available directly from my website under Spiritually Speaking. And I hope that you'll tune in 2 weeks from tonight on October 14th at 8 p.m. for when I'll have my guest, Dr. Bruce Epperle, who will be talking about spirituality and all of the lessons, the wonderful lessons he's learned from his grandson. So I look forward to having him. Thank you, thank you, thank you again, Russ, for being on the show. And I wish everyone a wonderful and blessed and grace-filled evening. Good night.
Good night.